Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And Dallas Cowboys are coming up, but a couple leftovers from last week. Saw a couple television shows. And I've talked to you about the NFL films, guys. And you were mic'd up during the Jacksonville game. When you're mic'd up, do you remember you're mic'd up? Or do you have to maybe cross your T's, dot your I's a little bit more, watch the swearing? Or do you just let it all fly?
Swearing? What are you talking about?
No, swearing. I mean, no. I mean, you're talking to the refs and everything. But a little more conscious when you're conscious of it when you're mic'd up?
I think you are at a point. I mean, certainly when you first walk out there, there's a time when you kind of remember. But then there's, I'd say, a large part of the time where you just forget about it. And then sometimes you look back and like, oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, you look rested. You came back from the bye. What did you guys accomplish as far as, you know, looking at your football team, self-scouting during the bye?
Well, we tried to address some things Wednesday that we felt like, you know, we needed to work on. I'd say looking backward a little bit, things that we didn't do as well, things we need to clean up and execute better. And then we also worked on some things that we think we're going to need going forward, whether it be Dallas or at some other point here during the season, some situational plays or just, you know, general third down red area, you know, kicking game work, things like that. So, you know, hopefully the Thursday through Sunday time gave us an opportunity to, as a team, to rest. And you know, now we got a full speed ahead on Dallas.
All right, you look at Dallas, and the first thing you see when you turn on the tape, fair to say it's the offensive line. A lot's been talked about that this is one of the biggest offensive and best offensive lines in the league.
Very good offensive line, but, you know, really great backs. You know, Randall's has done a great job for him. Dunbar is a very explosive, you know, third down kind of back. Then McFadden, I mean, so they just keep him coming. And those guys make a lot of plays. They get some good blocking from the line, but, you know, even when the blocking's not all that good, they still make a lot of yards, and they can get the ball down the field in a hurry. So the depth in the backfield that they have in addition to their offensive line, you know, makes them hard to stop and also gives them the ability to control the ball, control the clock, and, you know, keep their defense off the field. So it's they do a good job.
Regardless of who's in there holding it together until Tony Romo comes back, you know, you watch tape when Romo's in there and you watch tape when he's not in there. Fair to say they're more committed to run the ball a little bit more?
A little bit more, but I think they still are trying to run their offense. I don't think they've tried to scrap anything. Right. I think they're still running their offense. Witten's, you know, still a problem. And you know, they do a good job of getting the ball to all their receivers. They run, you know, a lot of vertical routes, inside routes. They're fast, and then that clears out a lot of space when they go deep for Witten in the backs, particularly Dunbar, to, you know, get free underneath. So they have a well-balanced attack. They run the ball outside. They run it inside. They throw to all their receivers, tight ends, backs. So it's, you know, we're going to have to stop everything. It's not just a one-man band.
Yeah, and they're getting some guys back. Greg Hardy comes back this week. Is there any mystery there? Do you have to go back and look at some tape? You know, just the unknown of how they're actually going to use him and, you know, what gap. It's going to be an outside guy, but he's a pretty good edge guy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to find out about that, but I think we can definitely study, you know, in our previous games against Hardy and, you know, just his individual rush techniques and his playing style. I doubt that that would change very much. Where they put them, you know, which side or how they, you know, that we can't really control that. We'll have to be ready for whatever it is. But we can know him as a player and, you know, what his tendencies are and what, you know, what we have to stop and, you know, maybe how we can attack him. So same thing with Orlando McClain if they end up using him, you know, inside, which he played quite a bit for him last year. So, you know, we'll have to be ready for him as well.
You'll get the tight end position. I think we're spoiled around here. We've got a pretty good one here in Gronkowski for the last 6 years, but they got a really good one in Jason Witten. You know, so many people think it's just about catching, but he does it all for them, doesn't he?
He really does. He's a complete player. He does an excellent job in the running game. He's such a clutch player. I mean, any critical situation, he's always a factor in the play. And if you don't take him away, then that's where it's going, and he'll make the play. So he helps them in pass protection. He's a good all-around player. They move him around. He goes in motion. He plays on the line of scrimmage. But he does a good job in all areas of the game. You're right. I don't think anybody does it better than Rob does, but Witten's definitely a hard guy to match up against, and he does a lot of things well.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Steven in Wellesley. Going down to Jerry's World, brand-new stadium. Now, hey, a football field's a football field. I mean, you can measure it top to bottom. But there's a heck of a video board that's going to be above you. Have you reached out to any other colleagues within the league, maybe Tom Coughlin, as to, you know, how much does that affect, you know, the in-game operation, having that big thing hanging there?
Yeah, haven't really done too much scouting on that. I mean, every week on the road, there's, you know, some kind of distractions, yeah. Whether it was the, you know, Buffalo with their bringing back, a, you know, the 90 team or whatever, or a video board or a fireworks display, right. Or, you know.
Always some event with you guys, yeah.
Yeah, the blimp rolling around the inside of the stadium, yeah. And stuff. But, you know, in the end, I think the biggest thing for us is no matter what it is, you know, we just got to focus on our job. And it's always something, and I'm sure that, you know, this is a, you know, magnificent structure, but, you know, our focus has got to be on the team.
All right, sounds good. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Going to look at the Belichick with the Cowboys. What are we going to take a peek at?
Well, we definitely got to see those running backs. Okay. And Sean Lee, you know, he's a very productive player for him defensively, right. So we'll see some of his highlights too.
Good stuff, former Penn State kid. Don't go anywhere. Belichick later in the show. More of All Access right after this.